This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bane, welcome in. NFL Draft Talk this Sunday morning. Character Concerns NFL Draft Special here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm Jay Binkley with, as always, Kristen Osero, Jacob Mustard, again here with us, my friend, producing the operation.
Our draft coverage is brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Well, fellas, the Chiefs draft for 2025 is over. It's a race right now to bring in undrafted free agents. We've got a list on some of the guys that they've brought in to this point. Another successful draft for the NFL. The ratings were through the roof, over 13.6 million that first night. Over 600,000 people, they say, attended the draft in Green Bay. They were expecting, Chris, 250,000. This thing keeps going up. Kansas City had 312. And that was the second most of the 600,000 in Nashville. Well, it keeps growing and growing and growing. And the impressive thing here is Green Bay's population is 105,000. But their attendance for the 3 days was over 600,000. So props to the NFL for once again making the draft a huge spectacle in this country. It keeps getting bigger and bigger every year.
It's amazing how many non-football things, like non-actual, like on-field things, the NFL
it's
is
become
able
the party,
to,
man.
To get us to watch.
It's the Kentucky Derby. Drink the mint julep, even if you don't like horse racing.
Because we have, like, even throughout the Super Bowl, like the week of the Super Bowl, you have, like, Super Bowl Media Night, which is getting prime time in prime time now and getting ratings.
Which is awful.
You have, yeah, like the free agent.
It doesn't matter though. The NFL can throw awful.
They can throw whatever.
May 14th, the schedule
awful
release is going to get ton of ratings.
Yeah, like schedule release is going to be a big thing.
Every different news program that has a network, they'll release one game. Yeah. They'll get to it a little early and everybody
they
track
do,
it.
They do some the leaks throughout the day and then they do it. And then,
then refresh and all the chief sites will have on who's playing who and when and where. It's
The combine is like that too. It's funny. It's like my girlfriend always laughs when I'm like at home watching the combine because it's like, like if you're not a football fan, if you're not like a sports fan or not much of a sports fan and you just watch a bunch of guys running around in their underwear like that, like it looks weird. But like to us, it's normal because it's just, you know, we're fans of the sport and we're diehards. So like, this is how we consume it. But like the NFL is able to get guys running around in their underwear and get primetime ratings for it. And it works.
Roger Goodell's done amazing things with this league, continuing to ever-change thing. And the NFL's become a 12-month-a-year thing. It just has. The combine, the draft, and all of a sudden we're looking at rookie minicamps, OTAs, then boom, we're in training camp, then we're in preseason, then the regular season, and we're going all the way till February with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's Senior Bowl and then combine time. It's just the way things work. It's rinse and repeat.
It's just amazing how like the NFL they've always been ahead of the curve when it comes to sports. Like back in the 60s, they were like, hey, let's record everything that we have. Let's just get cameras and have them at every game and record everything from the sidelines. And that turned into NFL films.
Steve Sable, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden now, like every one of these other leagues is doing that too. Hey, let's post cut up versions of our games on YouTube after they've been played maybe an hour before so that people can watch them. And now all these other leagues are doing it too. They're always ahead of the curve on everything. And you wouldn't, don't be shocked now if at some point we see like the NBA draft start traveling around too.
Well, the Major League Baseball has tried to do a few things, although I do think it's ridiculous when they start overseas and nobody even knows.
Yeah, they've been trying.
The NFL says we need to put these games on Thursday night and have last year's Super Bowl champions put the banner down on opening night, and people start speculating about that game. They make everything big. The NFL schedule release used to not be a big deal at all. Teams would release an email or whatever with games they had the next day. Now it's a primetime special. Free agency and legal tampering period has been huge with the NFL. It's been an animal of itself. But the seven picks for the Chiefs are in. Three offensive players, four on the defensive side. They did get the running back yesterday. We had just got off the air.
Do you feel a little better about it now?
I do. I do. Yeah. I just wanted that running back, man. And not only it was Breshard Smith out of SMU.
Yeah.
And one thing about him, a little bit undersized, of course. Not a little bit. He is undersized. So going between the tackles might be a challenge.
A little bit over 190.
But think of Jet McKinnon and those type of guys, yeah. The speed guy, the speed element. But the one thing is, he can catch the football, incredible catch, because he was a Miami receiver.
He's a former receiver.
Miami. Mm-hmm. And he's got a couple of things checked, because he doesn't have the power bruiser type, but he does check the receiver, and he does touch the return game. He checks those boxes, too, because he can return kicks, and that's something they were looking for in a running back or wide receiver. Can you return in the special teams?
He's got potential as an inside runner. It's probably his biggest weakness, but he's got potential for it. He's only played running back 1 year because he was in 2023 he was at Miami as a wide receiver.
Low mileage.
Yeah. So yeah, this is does
that's
not.
Good. It's a good
does,
thing.
He does not have a lot of hits in his body thus far. So, but and you watch I like last night went home watched some film on him. He looks like a wide receiver, like just, and that's not a bad thing either, because he's actually really good after the catch, like 4.39 speed.
Reed's gonna love him.
4.39 speed. He's got good change of direction. Like this is a guy. Like early on, I could see him as a returner, and I could see him as a third down guy. He still needs to work on his pass protection, but you know he's definitely willing to learn. He did improve as the season went along, but the thing about him is like, Andy Reid would be the guy to say, hey, let's take a former wide receiver, converted to running back, and then let's just draft him as a running back.
And then Clark Hunt comes in the room and says, where the hell's my SMU guys? Well, there he is.
Like, it's just, it's funny that, like, if Andy could have a wide, if there's anybody in the league that would want a wide receiver as a running back, it would be Andy Reid as the guy that would want a wide receiver. Well,
Savion Williams, it was in the draft that I really like, because he could play running back and wide receiver. But seven picks, the first pick, as we know, Thursday night's Josh Simmons, the first round pick. Second round, day two for the Chiefs, loved it. These players are awesome. I won a lot more offense a little bit, but there's no question they got some studs on defense. Fence in day two with Omar Norman Lott out of Tennessee, Ashton Gelate. We'll have his coach on, Jeff Brom, coming up in a little bit. Was going to join us yesterday. Things happen. Coaches go to kids' games. You never know, but he's going on today at about 11 o'clock. Noel Williams, the cornerback, my favorite pick, to be honest with you, I think, in this draft. His coach, Kevin Wilcox from Cal, joined us yesterday. It's on the podcast page. It was hour number 3. I tweeted it out as well. Jalen Royals, the wide receiver. Yes, 6 foot 205 at Utah State, so they do go wide receiver. Pretty sure the Chiefs got a pretty good one here. Pretty sure the Chiefs got a good wide receiver here. They've been throwing that dart, that one dart to wide receivers. It usually pans out for them. Hopefully this one does as well. Jeffrey Bassa, the linebacker out of Oregon that could do a lot of different things. They really liked him, so they picked him in the 5th round. Then the 7th round, the Chiefs have 2 picks. We had to get off the air at 5. We were on 11 to 5, 6 hours, and we had to turn things over to Vern for Royals pregame. And we had hold that, come on, make the pick. And then all of a sudden, it looked like we were going to be picking at the end of the 7th round. Then, boom, they make a trade with the Patriots.
We were so pissed.
They made a pick for the Patriots so Mike Vrabel can get his Mr. Irrelevant. The Chiefs moved up. They got Breshard Smith, which, you know what? They threw away 2 7th-round picks. I don't really care.
They
got a running back. I don't care at all. They got that, so happy with that.
And the interesting thing about Breshard is, like, they very well might use him similar to the way that they used Dat back in the day, the way they use Dexter McCluster, the way they use Tyreek Hill, where it's like he's probably going to line up wide as a slot receiver too. Like, that, I'm not going to discount that you're going to take Breshard. You'll use him as a running back on from time to time, but also line him up wide as a wide receiver and have him run routes. Like, this might also be like a second wide receiver pick too, aside from just a running back pick. So, which I'm pretty sure that'll make you happy there.
And Dave Tobe's really happy too because like of the return ability.
So. Yeah, his he had over 1,300 return yards.
So as we sit here, my favorite pick was Noel Williams, the cornerback out of Cal. Number two was Jalen Royals. Number three was Ashton Jelate, the speed rusher from the edge rusher from Louisville.
Right.
Your guy, Omar Norman Lott, fourth. I just like a lot of these early picks. I know that he might be higher on your list. And then five was Rashard Smith.
So mine's, if I'm doing top five, number one would be Omar Norman Lott, just because I think elite pass rushing ability. Not complete because he's an okay run defender.
And don't be fooled by his lack of play time. Right. They used the rotation.
Yeah.
But he had the highest pressure rate in the nation when he's out there. He has tremendous three technique and a guy that can get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
This guy is don't look at this playing time. He was incredibly effective and he's incredibly strong.
Almost 20% pass rush win rate.
Yeah,
he
can get to the quarterback.
He gets after it. He's gonna be a guy that generates pressure from the inside, and that's what they've needed. After that, I say number two would be Noel Williams. I'm a big fan of Noel Williams. I think that Noel's a guy.
I really like some Noel, man.
He's a guy that pre-draft I was thinking he wasn't my first choice. You already know Savon Revel Jr. is my guy.
Well, yeah, the first round type guy.
Yeah, that was my guy. But he fell to the third round.
But the thing about Noel is there's no project on this guy. This guy could start right away.
Right, right. And here's the thing is I don't think Savon could have started right away. I think Noel Williams could start right away too. He's going to be a very interesting option. I think the camp battle between him and Jalen Watson and Christian Fulton, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So he would be my number two. Number three would be Jalen Royals, just because that athletic upside, the Sammy Watkins style in which he plays. You know, he's one of those guys you'd like to see him use his size a little bit more.
We're very similar. He was my two, your three.
Right. Yeah. I'd like to see him use his size a little bit more after the catch. But yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for what he could do. He's going to be that big time gadget player this year, you'd think, provided there's no injuries with the rest of the guys. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. Then after that, I would say Rashard Smith. Actually, no, I'm going to go Ashton Jelate after that.
Are you going Jelate three?
Because
or four? Excuse
four. Because Jelate is very versatile, Mike Dana type. Shorter arms, but man, does he's got relentless motor, high motor, George Karloftis-like motor, and he's very versatile. You can put him on three, you can move him out to the edge there. That's one of the things you heard like the scouts talking about, the versatility with him, which makes a lot of sense. It
extremely strong.
100%, the way I saw it. Yeah, very powerful lower body too. Like, that's one of the things there is because you got to be able to use that if you don't quite have that length.
And
there.
I don't care he's been in rotation because he's going to be in one here too.
Yeah, he's going to be one here too. He moved all over the line, and that to me is great because that gives you some options for how you can move things around, especially on third down. And then after that, yeah, Rashard Smith. I really like what Smith brings to the table. I would have liked a running back with a little bit more weight to him, a little bit bigger, just because the punishment. But the thing that I like is Rashard Smith doesn't have a lot of mileage on him. You know, that's the thing that kind of consoles me.
We talked to him a lot. We're looking at running backs that were still there yesterday and said, hey, man, this kid out of SMU, I think the Chiefs kind of like him.
Yeah, there was an option there.
And you knew Clark Hunt was going to be.
Yeah, he likes some SMU guys. But it made sense when you look at the skill set. And when I went home after and I watched some of his film, I was like, I get it. I 100% get it. Because you're kind of looking at that scenario, it's like, this is a Dat type, though he's got a lot more size than Dat did. Dat was way smaller than this. But he's got the size to be a running back, but also he's got the skill set to play wide receiver too. And at the very minimum, you're getting a Jet McKinnon type, but you hope that he can develop into a potential three-down back. And I think he's got the potential for it. I'd like to see him add a little bit more weight, though, because he's only 5'9". And, you know, him being at 194, a little light, you'd like him to add like another 10, 15 pounds or so, as long as it doesn't sacrifice too much speed. But I really like what they got there.
So that's the seven picks for the Kansas City Chiefs, who we kind of like best out of the group. Jeff Brohm, head coach of Ashton Jelate, coming on about 11 a.m. here, and we talked to Noel Williams, coach, yesterday. Had some great things to say about him. I'll play some of that some clips from that in just a little bit. Look at that. Our phone number, 913-586-7965. Chase Southland Tow Service, the same exact number, 913-586-7965. If you'd like to chime in, we're going to carry you right into Vern's pregame show like we did yesterday, right at noon. We'll be back on tomorrow, 6 to 9, talking about the draft. And then we'll mock 2026. Just kidding. But we may talk up. May talk about prospects at that point. Anyway, we'll take a timeout, come back. We'll talk about Noel Williams' coach and some of the great things he had to say about him yesterday. And we'll look at some of these draft grades that are kind of going around, if that even matters. Because I don't think that matters at this point. It's way too early to grade him. I always get a kick out of it because we just don't know yet.
I think it's interesting.
Don't forget, Mahomes got a C+.
Right. I think it's interesting to look at the grades. I also don't think that you should be holding a lot of water.
I would not put a lot of stock into these grades because you'll go broke. Anyway, we'll do that stuff when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals that are coming up with Josh Vernier and Vern's On Deck show at noon. Jay Binkley, Chris Sonocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special.
Our coverage is brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now and shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jnmdisplays.com.
Justin Wilcox joined us yesterday. He is the head football coach of my favorite pick from the Chiefs, your second favorite pick, Noel Williams, the cornerback that led the nation with 7 interceptions last year, 14 in his career, by the way, because he was a transfer to Cal. So, dude that's been all over the place, and his coach was kind enough to join us.
Yeah, he was real great with us. And the thing that gave me a lot of assurances was he talked about the professionalism and the dedication that Noel Williams has to his craft. And I'm going to tell you this right now, like the Chiefs, they love guys who come in and are professionals and take it seriously. And he's going to, like, from the sounds of it, it sounds like he's going to fit in with what the Chiefs are looking for and definitely have a chance to be an instant impact guy, which is, you generally don't find instant impact in the third
round.
He's
probably going to be the guy that turns the lights off. To be honest with
you. Yeah. He might be out here helping everyone sweep up and everything before they leave. Yeah. He's definitely a guy that sounds like he's very dedicated to his craft. And that's definitely what I think the Chiefs are looking for in their defense.
Well, it was round three, pick 85. Noel Williams was his name, the corner at the University of California. Here's Justin Wilcox, his coach, when he joined us about the reaction of being drafted to the Chiefs.
I love Noel. I mean, he was with us for 2 years. He got better. During his time here, the guy is a total pro when it comes to working his craft. I mean, his life revolved around getting better at football. So the way he, took care of his body, the meetings, the walkthroughs, very, very serious about it. He got, like I said, he improved every day he was here. I mean, he's the guy that was first out on the field, chin strap buckled, working extra after practice. That was him. Loved him as a competitor. He was a great teammate. So I'm really excited for him and for all the fans out there.
Well, we know he can cover the pass. We know pass is defended, picking the football off, things like that that corners do. He's exceptional at it. But what about Noel, the tackler?
Yeah, I mean, the ball skills, obviously you see the interceptions. He's got great ball skills. He does a really good job, when he's got vision on the quarterback. He's aggressive when the ball is in the air. As you mentioned, and as I had talked about, he is, like, he'll tackle. He wants to tackle. He's a competitive guy. And whether it's, making a play on a receiver or a tight end or a back, it's not a guy that shies away from contact. So I loved him. We loved him as a player and as a teammate. He was really a highly respected guy in our building. And again, just super happy.
It's very, very similar to what the Chiefs kind of like. I do like this response by Coach Wilcox. And that was when he gave us, there's two types of players.
There's two categories. There's guys that love being a football player and guys that love playing football. He's a guy that loves playing football, whether it's one-on-ones or seven-on-seven, Tuesday practice in fall camp or playing against, down at Auburn in front of all those fans. Like, he's going to play the same. He's going to prepare the same because he loves playing the game and not just the things that come with it.
And let's not forget, he did pick off Cam Ward, the number one pick in this year's draft when the Miami Hurricanes played the Cal Bears this year. It was our guy, Noel Williams, picking off Cam Ward. I love that two categories of players, Chris, because that's 100% true. Those that like to play football and those that like being a football player. Because that is too, everything that comes about being a football player, right? The attention you get, the money, the cash, the women, everything you get. And then the second category, those that actually like that stuff, but of course like playing the game of football. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I think the thing a lot of teams are looking for are people that are like really dedicated to getting better and not satisfied with just being, a certain level of success.
And this has been
success.
A hot question the last 5 or 6 years. Do you like playing football? Because see more and more guys leave.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there that just happen to be really good at it. And they go play it in college. Now you're able to make money. So there's actually more benefit to just playing for money. And then you get to the NFL, and what ends up happening is, if you don't really have that dedication to be great, you're just happy to make the kind of money you're making. There's a lot of those guys that just don't pan out. And so these teams very much care about how much do you love football itself, as opposed to, it's cool being a football player because I get really good perks and I make really good money.
Hey, I'm in the NFL, it's great.
Yeah, and look, I don't have any issue with players who want to play just to make money. I think that's perfectly valid. I think most people who do their jobs don't have a great passion for their jobs, but it's something you can do, you can make money. But when you are playing football and you are playing in the NFL and teams really want to be the best team out there, it does take a different mindset than just trying to collect a paycheck.
And you like to learn. And obviously this locker room is a place that the guys can learn. It wouldn't shock me at all if Noel Williams, being a cornerback, would sit down with the Patrick Mahomes and just talk about the game of football. What does Patrick see when he looks at throwing the football with the corners? We're best. What's he doing on the field that he would change? This makes no question in my mind that he's the type of player that would go right to Patrick and say, what am I doing wrong? Or what am I doing right? What can I do better?
Even talking to receivers, talking to Kelsey, talking to Juju, guys
Worthy,
like that.
Worthy loves football too.
Yeah, so. And talk to guys like that. Like, that's actually one of the reasons why the Chiefs were really big on Worthy, is because Worthy knew not just what am I doing, but why I'm doing
why it. Why I'm doing it and what the linemen are doing to enable me to do it.
What is the what are we trying to accomplish on the play? What is everybody doing on the play, and why are they doing it? And that was the thing they were most impressed by from him at the combine. Not the 4-2-1, but rather the ability to understand each individual part of the play.
He was an academic All Big 12, but that's not mentioned.
Yeah, and so that was one of the things that really kind of goes under the radar. But, you know, the big thing for them was the interview. It wasn't the 40 time, because he definitely came off as someone who's had very high football IQ and was very curious about how things worked in the game.
Speaking of football IQ, you asked Coach Wilcox about this, the football IQ, because it is important. We talk about the cerebral mentality of guys like Xavier Worthy, definitely Patrick Mahomes and his photographic memory in what he can do. But the football IQ is Jared Wiley last year when his coach Sonny Dykes joined us. Talked about his football IQ and how he cared about what teams are doing. Not just give me the ball, why you should be giving me the ball. But this was Coach Wilcox had a very interesting response about the football IQ of Noel Williams.
Yeah, we've had some, we've had a bunch of DBs drafted here in the last 5 years, 6 years, and he's got a high football IQ. He loves the game. And so when I talk about the meetings and the game within the game, you know, and playing the game with the receivers and the quarterback and in terms of disguises and splits and, you know, his eye control, all those little things that the great players are good at, he takes that stuff seriously. It's not just a guy that, you know, would come to meeting and just ask, you know, who do I got this week? It was not that. He wanted to understand why we were doing things, and I think he's going to love that. It'll be great for him, and I'm sure it'll be a great challenge for him, but one that he will gladly accept, and he loves football. I mean, I think it just goes back to that. Sure. The guy loves the game. He takes it really seriously, and he wants to be really good at it.
And why Coach Wilcox was so interesting to talk to, he cut his teeth being a defensive coordinator, places like Boise State, Tennessee, USC. So this guy knows defense. And he answered your question there, Chris, where you asked the question, but he said he didn't care necessarily about who I'm covering this week. He wants to know the whys. The whys.
Yeah, and that to me is like the biggest showing of just how dedicated a player is to their craft is when you ask why. Because when you ask why, it means you want to understand the deeper meaning of it. There's a lot of guys that are just like, okay, you know, tell me what to do. I'll do my job, and that's cool. And that's fine. Like, I've said it before, nothing wrong with that. If you're good at your job and, you know, you do your part to help the team win, that's fine. But it is always great when you see players like that who want to know deeper, who want to know beyond that, because those are the guys that when things go wrong, they understand how to fix them. And that is, I think, going to be so important.
Wise.
Because you want, because like, this is the thing is like, whenever you look at, you know, we talk about like Patrick Mahomes is very much, it's a collaborative process between him and Andy as far as how the offense is run. It's not Andy dictating to him. It's them, those two working together with whoever the OC is, and they are working as a team to figure out how we're going to make this offense. Well, it's the same thing on defense, too. Nick Bolton is very much involved in that process of what they do on defense. Same thing with
Chiefs
the guys on the
D-line.
Chiefs have
a bunch of guys D-line. That care about the why.
Yeah, and it's like that was one of the reasons why Justin Reed was a great safety for the team the last couple of years he was with the team, because he was now starting to understand the deeper part of what they were doing.
And going to Stanford didn't hurt.
Yeah, and it didn't hurt. And also, you know, his ability to be able to understand what offenses were trying to do, and they would make changes based on that understanding of what was happening, understanding the why behind things. That is what has made the defense so good the last 3 years. So, I think that is very important to have players on the defense that have that curiosity.
Don't just tell me where to go, tell me why. Yeah. Xavier Worthy last year, Noel Williams this year, and last but not least, Coach Wilcox on what kind of guy this dude is off the field.
I mean, he was the guy that he woke up. He was one of the first guys in the building because he had a routine. You know, he was taking care of his body. He was doing cold tubs. He wanted to make sure and get his food, you know, early in the morning before we had meetings and practice. You know, what time he went to bed. He was very he had a very strict schedule for himself. And so I think the best way that I could describe him, and he's like a number of guys that we had this year on that side that are getting drafted is they were making decisions about football when they're outside the football building. And so I think, you know, probably that, and he's got a great personality. He's a fun guy to be around, but he just get very serious about his craft, and he took it serious and made decisions, you know, regarding his football life really at each and every moment. So I think that there's a reason that he played so well and improved during his time here. And again, I'm sure he's going to attack this next phase the same way.
I'll be honest with you, Chris. I'd never talked to Justin Wilcox before, but I really like this guy, man. I really like this coach.
Yeah, he definitely seems especially because he's more of a defensive guy too. He, like I said, he did a good job of answering our questions. It definitely, like, what we were asking about him, you can definitely tell he wants his players to be that way.
You can tell the football IQ, the why, getting there early, loving the sport.
That's what he wants out of his players. And there's a lot of coaches out there that are just content with talent, but he definitely wants the work ethic to come with
it. He sees the other things too. Yeah, you made a lot of interceptions. Great, but can you tackle?
Yeah.
Those things mattered to him.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because it seems like he's like one of those coaches that is trying to consistently help even the really good players, really great players on his team improve their game. So I like that.
Jeff Rom, head coach of Louisville, joins us at 11. The draft grades have been out. What people are saying, we'll definitely get to those. Wanted to bring that Justin Wilcox on Noel Williams to you. But we'll look at some of these grades. And do they matter? We'll talk about what teams are doing. But the general consensus is I think a lot of people like what the Chiefs did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Get you covered tomorrow as well, 6 to 9.
And as always, our NFL Draft coverage is brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
Well, the grades are in. I don't know how much attention you pay to the grades. If you read them, I like to look at them and see what people are saying. But I've liked looking at them before. I liked it in 2017 when they drafted Mahomes and how they got C's and C pluses. Again, you got to kind of wait until it all pans out before you decide if it's a great draft or not. Now, that 2022 draft class got rave reviews. And I know, you know what? Right? It delivered. It delivered.
Yeah. And you know what? We were here doing that third day coverage here. And we were both very excited about what they had done the first couple of days. And then, you know, they obviously made the Joshua Williams pick while we were on the air. And I think they made the Darian Kennard pick while we were on the air. But we were off the air when they were making the seventh round pick.
You just got to be careful what people are saying and the talking heads at ESPN. For instance, when Mahomes was drafted.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback.
It is Patrick Mahomes, the second, not Deshaun Watson. That was the apple of the Reed Dorsey eye in Kansas.
So Patrick Mahomes, I don't like it. I do not like this pick. I mean,
to get Deshaun Watson, I believe was the best quarterback because all of them have flaws.
Yes.
But I believe the only one out of them going to win a championship, if there is one, is Deshaun Watson.
Texas Tech lost bad to, like, Iowa State this year, I think. Like,
yeah.
They allow, like, he's got to be the first quarterback to go in the top 10 if he's the pick who, you know, allowed 70 points and just had this terrible record. I don't know.
You're the Chiefs, and you're that close, and you can certainly fill holes to put you over the top. Why are you drafting a quarterback? Why are you trading up to draft a quarterback that doesn't just have bad footwork, has no footwork? And I
hear words about Pat Mahomes. These are the words I hear. Undisciplined, lacking fundamentals, immature. These are things you hear.
Mahomes, magic! And trying to stay alive. Dies, touchdown!
This man is an artist. He is a phenom. He is a true revelation.
So sometimes draft grades, you take them with a grain of salt, Chris. One of the draft grades I do like read, I like reading Pro Football Focus. I like to see what kind of grade they put on the Chiefs, and they got not an A-minus, but a straight A from Pro Football Focus. And listen, it'll all pan out and be an A. I think if some of these guys pan out and you get true starters out of this draft, you can get 3 to 4 starters. And if Josh Simmons does develop it, that knee is okay and he is able to play, it could turn into that. But certainly, A's were thrown a lot with the Kansas City Chiefs in this draft.
Yeah, Mel Kiper gave it a B+ because he felt like he would have given an A if they got a tight end. But I don't, you know, I've been saying the entire time, I don't think they need a tight end. I don't think they need a Travis Kelce replacement because, one, I'm not sure you're going to be able to find another Travis Kelce in the draft unless you somehow stumble upon a Brock Bowers. Two,
yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He's not going to the third round.
Yeah, and also, two, I don't think you're going to be able I don't think you need to find a replacement for him because you got a couple of tight ends on your roster already that I think could be a productive, and you already started integrating Rashi Rice into that Travis Kelce role to begin with last year. So they're clearly have already been preparing for life after Travis Kelce since last year. He just got hurt. But I think if he would have played the entire season, we would have seen him be like, oh my God, that's Travis Kelce wearing Rashi Rice's jersey. So I think a lot of people, we just think, oh man, you got to replace the position. But the Chiefs are already replacing the role that Travis Kelce played in the offense. And that, to me, means that you don't need another tight end.
Again, Pro Football Focus gives it an A. Here's what they said about Omar Norman Lott, who the Chiefs got in the second round. Norman Lott was arguably the best true pass rushing defensive tackle in his draft class. 18.9% pass rush win rate led the nation. 88.3 true pass set pass rush grade, ranked above the 95th percentile. Norman Lott plays with violence and speed and should provide the Chiefs with another pass rushing force. This is what they said about Noel Williams. They love their press man cornerbacks. Williams fits the mold. His length and physicality are exactly what the defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo looks for in his defensive backs. Of course, he did lead the nation with 7 interceptions last year. This is what they said about Jalen Royals. Royals can play inside or outside, bring some depth to the Chiefs wide receiver group. He was number 60 overall on the Pro Football Focus Big Board, earned an 80.6 Pro Football Focus grade in 2024. And as far as Breshard Smith, they said the Chiefs get an offensive weapon, tremendous value with Breshard Smith. He is a former wide receiver, transitioned to running back at SMU, and his receiving chops showed up at his 90.8 Pro Football Focus grade in 2024. Hence, why they love him.
Yeah, I mean, look, from the PFF standpoint, the Chiefs got a lot of really good value in here because Norman Lott was a guy I think they had mid-second. Obviously, Jalen Royals was a guy they had late second, early third. And being able to get both of those guys where they got them, really, really good value. Josh Simmons is a guy they thought probably top 15, top 20. You get him at 32. So, yeah, like based on where their parameters were, the Chiefs got incredible value for what they got. Breshard Smith, that was a guy that they thought probably fourth, fifth round, and you ended up getting him in the seventh round, in the middle of the seventh round. So,
be honest with the running back class, there are guys that are undrafted this year.
Yeah.
That would have been drafted last year.
Right. Yeah. No. And not only
that, he would have gone much higher than the seventh round last year.
Like Devin Neal goes higher than the sixth round in a lot of other drafts. Yeah. And yet he fell all the way down. Caleb Johnson goes way earlier than where he goes. But because there was a lot of teams were kind of holding out for running back talent later so they could use their picks on positions that weren't quite as deep, that's the reason why you saw guys like him and Giddens and Devin Neal fall maybe a round or two later than where everyone thought they would go, because everyone was like, we can wait on running back because it's a position that we think we can get later.
So overall, it's kind of a lot of them are A's. A minuses with the Chiefs. They get the benefit of the doubt too because of the Chiefs, and they keep winning.
Yeah,
so they get a lot of the benefit of the doubt. And with the Simmons, it's more if he does develop and become that guy, this is a steal because of where you got him at 32 when you're looking at left tackle one going into the season.
Yeah, and that's really where the whole thing is with Simmons. And you listen to the press conference after that Andy and Brett Veach had on Thursday night, and that was their big point, was like, we think he was a top five, top 10 pick. We think he was the top tackle in the class, and he fell because of the injury. And you don't get a lot of opportunities to get a guy with that kind of talent at 32.
And they brought him in for a top 30 visit so they could recheck everything.
Right. Yeah.
Out.
And they also
just to make sure for themselves.
They did multiple, you know, they talked to him throughout the process. So they were very involved in doing their homework. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this, even though I do think there is a ton of risk in this pick for sure. I mean, not every one of these guys that has a serious injury and has surgery that's successful and starts the rehab process comes back and is the same guy. It we've seen it a lot in sports where, you know, that one player has that one serious injury and after that they're not the same. Kirk Cousins did not look the same after he came back from that Achilles injury. So let's definitely not take for granted that he's going to come back and be good, but let's hope that he does.
And as far as the AFC West, PFF gave the Chargers a B+. They gave the Raiders an A. Haven't seen the Raiders get an A in a long time in some of these post-draft evaluations.
Oh, they haven't drafted very well, so yeah.
They have not.
I do think the Raiders, I mean, I don't agree with
taking the Broncos got a B.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. I don't agree with the taking a running back top 10, not what I would do. And I'm not quite as sold on Jack Betch as a lot of people are, but they do have a lot of talent. This is definitely a very, very talented class. There's big upside in this class. Darian Porter's upside as an outside corner. You have a lot of upside there with Charles Grant as a left tackle there. Dante Thornton as a wide receiver. He has the measurables that a lot of teams like there. So there's a ton of potential in what they have. And, you know, I could definitely see where, you know, a lot of people would buy into it. So, yeah, from a potential standpoint, yeah, A. But I'm kind of worried about the actual substance behind that.
Chiefs were very busy signing undrafted free agents. Don't forget Carson Steele came from this group last year, did make a top 30 visit for the Chiefs. They liked what they saw, ended up bringing him back. A Kansas guy, looks like he's going to be on the Chiefs roster next year as far as undrafted free agents. I'll explain who that is. We'll look at some of these undrafted free agents and give you, keep in mind, it's not official till the team puts out the list, but I'll let you know what their agents and everybody's saying who's going to be a Chief next year. Welcome back. 96.5 The Fan. The Character Concerns NFL Draft Special rolls on till noon. We turn things over to Josh Vernier for the Royals on Deck Show. went over because kind of the grades. Chiefs getting very high grades around. Now, who's with the Chiefs as far as an undrafted free agent? Where do they got? Where they stand? Who do they go out and get? Well, keep in mind, none of these are official. Most of these are people on Twitter, which are pretty official because if you put on X or whatever, and your agent's out there tweeting about it, we know they probably ended up with the Kansas City Chiefs. Did go get a punter. Won the Ray Guide Award. Eddie Sizzleplicky. This is a tough one, man. You can guess this one. He's the punter out of USC.
Let me find his name so I can.
It's Czaplicki.
I would just say that's Zaplicki.
Zaplicki. But anyway, Matt Arise is going to win that competition.
I knew you did that pause at the beginning of his last name. I was like, oh, no.
They brought in supposedly Jacob Covington from a cornerback from USC. Dalton Cooper, the offensive lineman I like, maybe throwing a dart at in the seventh round because they did bring him in for a top 30 visit. Big tackle, 6'7". They bring in Dalton Cooper as an extra offensive lineman. I like that. Jared Casey, I mentioned Kansas players ending up to try out for the Chiefs. It'll be Jared Casey, who had 635 catches, by the way, tight end, played fullback for him, then tight end. One name that a lot of people kind of liked, probably should have been drafted, Jake Brenningstuhl, the tight end from Clemson.
That was a surprise he went undrafted.
All-time leader in catches and yards for tight ends at Clemson. A little bit surprised. And your guy, Elijah Badger, the wide receiver from Florida.
Yeah. No, I remember I talked about him as a potential seventh-round receiver that the Chiefs could take a flyer on. I'm not sure he makes the team, but I could definitely see him as a practice squad guy for sure.
The linebacker out of Pittsburgh, Braden George. Chase Davis, the defensive lineman from Bowling Green. He was a mini-camp invite only. Keep in mind, there's mini-camp invite he's only. Right. And then people that they invite to training camp. So they will invite some from minicamp, but they have to impress them.
Right, yeah.
To make the 90.
Basically, it's kind of like you have like the major league camp invites for players that aren't on the 40-man roster, but in the minors, in your minor league system. It's kind of like that. They're obviously not in your system, but hey, we'll give you an opportunity, and if you're good enough, maybe we signed you to our 90-man roster.
And Austin Moore out of Kansas State, linebacker, got a mini camp invite as well. Now, as far as other Kansas players, Shine, Melo Dotson, Kobe Bryant, the dynamic corners for Kansas, undrafted. It looks like what Melo's going to go to the...
Melo went to the Bucks, I think.
And then the Raiders brought in Kobe.
Yeah, no, Kobe. No. Kobe went to the Bucks.
Okay, Kobe.
The Falcons
and Melo to the Raiders.
Yeah. So Zaire Alexander, a guy that was mocked to the Chiefs in like the fourth round. He signed with the Seahawks. The guy who's been wringing so much NIL money out of these teams, Florida State quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, a guy who I think was the first person we dropped off the watch list at the beginning of the year because how bad he was. He signed with the Chargers, so gonna have to deal with that. Kobe was with the Falcons. Let's see. We have...
And also for local interest, Central Missouri's quarterback.
Yeah.
Zach Zabrowski, he won back-to-back Harlan Hills, which is the Heisman Trophy of Division II, has been brought in for a mini-camp invite.
Yeah. Melo Dotson with the Raiders. Missouri edge rusher Johnny Walker Jr. signs in a deal with the Broncos. Brady Cook signed a deal with the Jets. Yeah, you brought up Restrepo going to the Titans with Cam Ward.
Which that's interesting. By the way, he's a guy that... This is the all-time leader in catches and yards at Miami.
Right.
The U, who's had plenty of receivers. He runs the 40. Wasn't in his best interest to do that. His agent probably should have told him that.
As soon as he ran that 40,
his stock would have been drafted.
He was a second-round pick. He was considered a second-round pick before that 40 time.
But he's with Cam Ward, his guy.
Yeah.
With the Titans. You know what? He'll probably be productive. He'll make that team, in my opinion.
I think he'll make the team. I think he'll be a great story. I don't know if he's going to be great because, that 40 time. But I do think he's going to be one of those guys we look back as a nice story. And also, he's going to be one of those guys we look at and be like, maybe the 40 isn't quite that important because he still has these skills. But, yeah, that 40 time cost him a ton of money. Shiloh Sanders, the former Buffs safety, he signs with the Bucks as well. And then Nate Noel, the running back from Mizzou, signs with the Dolphins. Luke Grimm, wide receiver from KU, goes to the Chargers. And Theo Weiss, Mizzou wide receiver, signs with the Dolphins as well.
And as far as the Kansas City kids that were drafted, Mimbu from Lee Summit North obviously went to the Jets. That's the top one here. And then there's the Houston Texans that grabbed Kansas City galore. Ursary, the tackle from Minnesota, Ruskin High School. Jalen Noel, the wide receiver from Iowa State, Park Hill. And then Graham Mertz, that played at Blue Valley North, transferred from Bishop Miege, then went to Blue Valley North. He is now with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, they just went and it was like, we can't get Chiefs players. Let's get people from the city.
Yeah.
And so they decided to go out there, got Ursary from my high school, and then yeah, got a Park Hill kid, and got Graham Mertz from my Florida Gators.
So the Kansas City Texans.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
These guys be rocking their KC gear walking in there.
I that would be really funny if they showed up wearing KC gear. Like if Ursary, who
he had a
Monarchs hat on when he got drafted, when he was sitting at home.
It's like Shane Ray having the Chiefs tattoo when he was a Bronco.
Right, yeah. It's just hilarious. It's so hilarious. And they probably didn't like him there when he was running around there with that logo on his skin, but unfortunately, he didn't quite work out. But you know, it would have been nice for the Chiefs to have gotten Shane Ray. But obviously, he didn't work out at the end, anyways.
But they do get Zabrowski, and that is a back-to-back Harlan Hill winner, Division II Heisman. So he's for minicamp invite. Yeah. Of course, he's not going to play here. I mean, he's got a couple of studs ahead of him, obviously, right. Mahomes and Gardner Minshew. But he can get a lot of good intel here with the Chiefs. I mean, I'm sure that Andy Reid would be able to pass a good word on to him try to make it 90 man.
Someone from the 785 was asking, wasn't Graham Mertz's college career mediocre? How'd he get drafted? Yeah, he was mediocre. That's why he got replaced by a true freshman last year for my Florida Gators.
But he got the arm.
He got hurt, but he was on the fence anyways. There's a lot of mediocre quarterbacks at the collegiate level that make it to the pros. I mean, Tyler Shuck got drafted and had 1 year.
And played seven.
Played 7 years. He had 1 year. He got drafted in the second round. Like, a lot of guys get drafted that are mediocre. Will Howard had a mostly mediocre career. Then he won the national title and he got drafted. He shouldn't have gotten drafted, but he got drafted. It happens. We see a lot of mediocre guys go out there.
It happens a lot in college football when you see three stars or whatever.
Right.
You say, why'd this kid up in Alabama? Why? Yeah. Because they look at the coaching staff. They look at how they were utilized, and they look at their skill set going forward. And let's face it, there's a lot of egos in the NFL. They think they can change you.
Yeah, that's a big thing. There's a lot of – I mean, you remember Dontari Poe? Dontari Poe was I remember watching that highlight film during the draft.
It was tough to find anything.
The biggest highlight he had was he was able to run 20 yards down the field and tackle a running back along the sidelines. And he got drafted just outside the top 10.
He's Matthew Golden, man.
Yeah, it's like he had a great combine, and that's how we got to the top 15. It happens all the time in the NFL. Like, guys who really aren't that great get drafted. Luckily for the Texans, they took him in round 6, and they didn't take him in round 1, but it happens all the time. Guys are not that productive, and yet they still get drafted because people see traits that they like.
Well, coming up next, we'll look at what some of the area scouts for the Chiefs say on day 3. Jason Lamb, Jonathan Howard, Greg Castillo, the guys with their boots on the ground watching these players and really scouting them out, the regional scouts from the Chiefs, always good stuff. We'll hear from day 3 as far as that is concerned with them. We'll do that stuff next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.